Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Jessica, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
I am so excited to be here.
How did you first find Organize 365?
Well, I was doing a really long commute, actually three cities over to go to a job. And I had started listening to Angela Watson's Truth for Teachers, and you were her guest. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, I have to go check this out, and started listening to your podcast.
So are you a teacher?
I am. I'm actually a college professor.
Okay.
And I teach electrical.
Do you find that her podcast and my podcast help college professors as well?
Her podcast is more geared to the K-12, but I still found a lot of really good stuff because it's not always specific to teaching. Sometimes it's just about you and how you can kind of, you know, change your mindset and shift things, which is what I really needed at that time.
Yeah, we're finding a lot of people in the collegiate space, both students and professors and just administration that works in colleges have been reaching out and saying, can you please tailor the education box more for like all levels, not just the elementary levels. And so as we are redoing that product this winter, that is one thing that we are really trying to focus on. Like, how does this go all the way up to, you know, universities and colleges as well?
Well, that's really exciting because I do have the Friday teacher workbox. I did buy that and I just really haven't gotten my head around it yet. So, yeah. But that's okay. It's lifetime access, right? So
yeah, so you're going to get
I'll get to it one day.
Yeah, it'll just like the business one. If you bought any of the, what were formerly individual, like direct sales, professional organizer, whatever, it got rolled into a business workbox. And then now all of a sudden you have a course. So if you guys didn't know that, you should go check out your dashboard. Same thing will happen for teaching and homeschool. So currently you're buying the teacher or homeschool box. As we work on revamping that, creating it into a course, and fingers crossed, we want to have CEUs or, you know, continuing education credits, at least in the United States, available with that purchase as well. So hopefully we'll be able to get all of that done.
Exciting.
Unrealistic expectations. People have always said about me, but hey, we tend to hit a lot of them. So there's that. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about it, like so many things you started talking about in podcasts that you recorded, you know, 8-9 years ago, yes. You know, all that stuff has happened. So it's, I don't think it's unrealistic at all. It's just a goal.
Yes.
That you haven't hit yet.
So Jessica, tell me, who lives with you in your home?
Most of the time it's just myself and my 7-year-old son, and my husband comes to visit. And I say that because he works out of the country. So he normally works in Turkey. Right now he's in Israel, Wow. But he'll be gone for anywhere between 3 and 6 months at a time and then come home for a month or two at a time.
Wow.
Yeah. And we did have some friends living with us because they were evacuated due to wildfires, but they left last weekend. So I have reclaimed my home. And then during the week, my mother comes and stays with us so that she can help me with childcare because I have to leave for work at 6:30 in the morning and I don't get home till usually 4:30. So I need somebody to take my child to school and pick him up.
Wow, that's a lot of calendar juggling that you're doing.
Yes.
So if you do planning day for the All Access membership, if you're in planning day that goes with the planner, that goes with the 100 days, we go through your time circles now, and we have your work time circle and then your Saturday, Sunday. So your time circles might be like when it's just you and your son, when it's you, your mom and your son, and then when it's you, your spouse and your son, like those would be three different ways that you probably look at your time, I would think.
Yes. Yes. I have some different days, and I only work Tuesday to Friday. So I also have Monday where everybody else is gone. My mom hasn't arrived yet and my son's at school, and I call it my mummy Monday, and I get to do just all of my things. And I usually also roll errand day now into Mondays.
Yeah. My favorite thing is to be alone in my house. It is my absolute favorite thing.
Me too.
I'm alone in my house. Like occasionally on the weekend, everyone will be leaving for their errands or whatever. And it's about the time when I want to go get onion rings, and I will forego the onion rings to be alone in my house and just put around and like, not even necessarily get anything done, but just be there alone. I love it.
Me too.
So you were driving to your job, and that's when you first heard the podcast. Is that also when you decided to start getting organized, or did that start before?
It had started before. So like many people, I had gotten into the Marie Kondo craze and watched her specials, and I bought her book, and I gave it a go, and I did get quite a lot out of it and made some progress with it, but it really just didn't do everything for me. I was still left like, what do I do with the paper? What do I, like, I don't know. I still feel like things that don't spark joy are still necessary to have in my life. The clothing, it was really great for clothing. I still fold my clothes Marie Kondo style. And that was like 3 years ago that I did that. It just wasn't enough. And so when I found your program and started listening to the podcast, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is exactly, like, where have you been all of my life? You are exactly what I needed. Like, yes, please, somebody tell me, what do I do with the paper and all of the other stuff? And that was what you told me. And it's been absolutely wonderful. I started with the Sunday basket because the paper was just really, really a sticky point for me. I don't know what to do with it. Like, it's everywhere and there's stuff, and I know I have to do stuff, but I don't know what to do.
So what time of year was that when you first got started with the Sunday basket?
It was in early summer. So I think I found you in around May or June. So it was right around that time.
Okay. So it's early summer. Do you teach at the university in the summer, or do you have summers off?
Yeah, no, I teach year round.
Yeah.
We do have vacation time, but it's not necessarily in the summer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it was beginning of summer. Was that this year or last year? Longer than
it was 2020.
So last year.
Yeah. So just after the pandemic had hit, and the world had gone nuts, and I had, my husband was at home and my son was at home and I was at home, and we were all trying to work from home and do school from home. And it was just utter chaos.
So what was that like when you started the Sunday basket in the summer? Do you remember what it was like to gather the papers and what you did first and how long it took for that to really start to become a system that you relied on?
Yeah, it took me a few weeks to like really get into it because I had a lot of stuff. I had a great big filing cabinet, and I kind of started with the easy stuff, the bills, the stuff from school, the everyday stuff, and just started with that. And started doing make my errand list for the week and kind of getting those things in. And then it took me a while before I actually got like deep dove into the filing cabinet and got more of that sorted and shredded and ready for binders, which I was knew that I wanted. 'Cause I was like, okay, this is great for incoming, but I have all this other stuff. So now I need the binders now.
Have you done the binders yet?
I have. Yeah. So it took me, I think, a couple months before I was like, nope, I have to go all access. Not even just 100 days. It's like, nope, I want it all because I had all this stuff and I had listened to the podcasts and knew that, you know, the binders were the way to go. So instead of doing it in chunks, I decided, well, I'll just go all access. I'll just get it all and then pick away at it.
And how did you, so you're not a United States, you don't live in the United States, right? You live in Canada?
No. Yeah, I live in Southern Canada. So I live in BC.
So the binders are set up for the US IRS guidelines is how we set up the financial one. Being an international customer, which we kind of discussed offline, how hard it is to get organized 365 products internationally and how exorbitantly expensive it is. I'm sorry, I don't run the whole world. I don't know. I'm not that powerful. But for those of you that have gotten it, and I know there are many of you, how, you know, I include workbooks inside of each of those binders. Were you able to do the workbooks? Do you find that those correlate closely enough with Canada, or what did you find?
There's enough similarities that it still works. Some of the terminology is different. Like we don't have 401ks, we have RRSPs. And so there's a lot of things that it's very similar. They just call it something different. So I had to just get out Google and be like, what is a 401k? People keep talking about these 401ks and I have no idea what you're talking about. And so there was some terminology stuff, but for the most part, it still matched up well enough that it was worth it. Mm-hmm. And same with the medical. I found we have a different system than you do in the States, but it was still close enough that the information was relevant. And I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we have medical information, we have financial information, and we need somewhere to put it and some way to organize it. So I found that it still worked for me and it was worth the money and the hassle of the shipping to just have it.
So do you still have a file cabinet?
I don't. I've completely gotten rid of it.
Yes.
It is gone.
How does that feel? Yeah.
Amazing. I did that as my winter project last year. I finally got it all gone and done. And I just have binders. And I love it.
You said your mom comes and stays with you during the week. What does she think about this not having a file cabinet thing?
Well, at first she thought I was kind of crazy. but now she's doing it too. And it's so funny because she has made her own version of a Sunday basket and she has started her own binders.
Yay.
It's so funny because people really do start following along.
What a gift she is giving you.
Yeah. And I got her to fill out a medical binder. So I now have all of her medical information, which is really, really helpful. And then she has all our medical information. So if something happens with my son while I'm at work, she can just grab the binder and go deal with it.
You know, I have always been that person that I think so far out of the box that when you meet me and you start talking to me, you think she is weird. Like that is unusual information. No one meets me and goes, oh yeah, that's typical. No, I'm always weird and unusual information. But now I kind of stick with you. And then you walk away and you go, but maybe that's actually good information. Like your mom's like, all right, maybe we should do the binder thing. Because it's just not normal. Nobody's talking like this. I'm not normal.
I know, but that's why you're amazing and great. And that's why we need you is because, you know, nobody else would tell me, what do I do with the paper? Like my parents never told me, I don't think they had any clue what to do with the paper, you know, just we needed you.
And I think the bigger point there is whatever is weird that when you say it, people are like, okay, nobody does it that way. That's unusual. Press into that. I think you should think about that more, not less, because that's how good change productive and positive change happens in the world is when you see something differently and you're like, yeah, but why have we always done it that way? Maybe there's a better way to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when was the first time you noticed that something was organized that wasn't organized before? Like, can you pinpoint when you're like, oh, this is definitely going to work?
I can't remember specifically what it was, but there's been lots of little incidences. And I remember my husband coming home, and every time he comes home, it's like he's never been here before. He doesn't know where anything is. So he's always asking me, like, where is this? Where is this? And I mean, to his credit, I have changed where things are a few times, usually while he's gone. Yeah. But I can always say, oh, it is on this shelf in this cabinet, and it's in the bin labeled this. That's been really great. And then there's been a few times where we had to find some paper, some, you know, financial information, and I was able to just grab the binder, flip it open, and there it was. But that stuff happens all the time now. And I love it. I feel so together.
Isn't it amazing how often it happens? Like, being able to get your hands on a piece of paper that you need within 5 minutes is like, you feel like Superwoman. You just do. Like, look what I found.
Yes. And I'm just so much better at being proactive about things now, too. Like, I don't forget to fill out the paper for the field trip. And I don't forget that next week I have to send, you know, dimes to school because the Terry Fox run is happening this week. And, you know, I'm always ahead of the game on all that stuff. And I never used to be. And it's just such an amazing, freeing thing to feel like, no, I've actually got it all together. I'm on top of it. And because I spent so many years just feeling like I was drowning in my life.
Yeah.
And it was so hard. I just felt like I was failing at everything.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't. I felt the same way, but you're totally not. Like, do you feel like you can enjoy your life more now? Like, it's kind of the same life you had before, right? Like, you didn't add children or change your job or anything. It's the same life. You just are enjoying it more.
I am. I think it also really helps that my child is older and in full-time school now.
There's that.
There is that.
Seven, honestly, still pretty young.
Being, you know, having small children was not at all what I expected and was really, really difficult for me. I suffered with postpartum depression and he wouldn't sleep. He didn't sleep through the night till he was 2.5. So I was constantly exhausted. I went back to work when he was 8 months old, full time. And it was just, I mean, I just would never want to do it again. It was just really hard. And yeah, I never knew how hard it was going to be to have a small child.
Yeah. There is no off button on that, is there?
No, it was 24/7 and I was alone for most of it. Mm-hmm. But it's really fabulous now.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as I think back, even in my, and I love babies, but when they were little and I was their stay-at-home mom, I mean, it was mind-numbingly boring. Like, it was so boring and yet so exhausting at the same time. I don't know how to explain it, but I would never go back to 2-year-olds again. Like, 2-year-olds are not. 2, 3, they start asking why. No. I'll take an infant all day, every day. Like, I love infants. But that toddler stage, boy, that just wiped me out. And I think it's great that they go through these stages so quickly. Because right when you're like, I cannot do this any longer, they're into a new stage. They're into a new stage, which is great. So there's your novelty, but it is constant changing out the size of the diapers and the clothes and the foods they eat and the toys they want and who's constantly watching them. Like, you have to watch them 24/7 all the time. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a full-time job.
It is. I actually started a new career and a full-time job to get away from it. because I just couldn't do it. It was less work for me to go to work full time and hire a nanny for while I was at work, because I was losing it. I was completely losing my mind. I couldn't do it. And that's okay. And I've since forgiven myself for not being the perfect mommy that I thought I was going to be. It's okay.
Well, I'll just tell you that based on my own experience with my kids, 20 and 21, they pretty much don't remember anything from before the time they were 16 years old, other than vacations and holidays.
Yeah.
So, you know, I started Organize 365 in my home when the kids were in middle school, and I started working in the office 9 months ago. And so we were talking the other day about, they were like, yeah, well, you're a working mom. I'm like, no, I stayed home. Like, I've been with you for your entire, I was always home. I stayed home with you. They don't remember it. I'm like, well, great. Glad I had so much guilt about it. And you know, so much stress about, no, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to be home. They don't remember. They don't even remember.
Nope.
Anyway, so if you're hoping that your children will remember and go, oh, thank you so much for working or staying at home or breastfeeding or whatever it is you're all stressed out about right now, they're not going to remember.
Nope.
So just think about that. So they're going to remember their mom loved them and was happy. So maybe focus on that.
Yes.
It's crazy the things that we think other people are thinking, or we think our children are thinking, or we think our spouse are thinking. They're not. They're thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. So take a deep breath and think about what's best for everyone.
Yeah. And what's best for me was, you know, focusing on me and getting the chaos under control so that I could be happy and have the time and the energy to spend doing the fun things with the kid that he's actually going to remember. It's, you know.
Yeah, bits and pieces. Take pictures, make scrapbooks. They remember more that way.
I have. I made my school memory binder, well, my own version of it.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. And so he's really enjoyed looking at that. We only have kindergarten grade one done because he just started grade two, but he loves them.
Oh my goodness. You're making me want to break out all my craft supplies. I love teaching little kids. So what's happened in the last, you know, year plus that you've been doing this and listening to the Organize 365 podcast that you did not expect to happen on your journey of getting organized?
We have decided to move to Turkey.
Oh my goodness. Is mom going with you?
We're not sure yet. Probably not.
Oh, maybe.
But yeah, so in my job, I'm allowed to take up to a 2 years leave of absence and keep my job and my seniority and everything. And my husband's been begging me for a number of years to move overseas. So we decided that next year, we are going to do that and we're going to go try it. And if it works and I love it, then we might stay indefinitely. And if not, then we will come back and start over here.
How fun is that?
It's very exciting.
Yeah, I think that's going to be like such a cool opportunity.
Yeah, so I have... well, less than a year now to finish my house and downsize everything. And we've decided that we are going to keep one storage locker's worth of what we would absolutely want to keep if we were to come back and have to start over. Mm-hmm. And everything else has to go. But I still want to have the things I need to function.
Right.
And until then.
And have you ever even visited Turkey before yourself personally?
I have. So I spent a month over there in 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is housing there comparable to Canada or more like apartment living? Or
it's more apartment living. Okay. So we would be moving into probably a like 2 to 3 bedroom apartment, which is very different than our 3,000 square foot home with a quarter acre and a pool that we currently live in.
When I was in high school, I visited many European countries. And then when I was in college, I visited China. So I've seen how different countries are. And the things that amazed me in Europe was how small everything was. Like, even the cars were smaller, the roads were smaller. Of course, this was like in the 80s, but the apartments are smaller, living, everything is smaller because it's more condensed into a smaller amount of space. So I have not been to Turkey, so I'm not aware of Turkey, but I know that Canadian, Australian, United States houses, Australian houses are actually the largest of all the countries. They have the largest square footage per person.
Yeah, so it's going to be very different to downsize into that. But I'm also really looking forward to simplifying, because I've been taking care of a very large home and a yard and everything on my own for 7 years now. And I'm kind of ready to just let it go and simplify things and try something new, take on a new adventure.
Yeah, and learn just, I mean, I think it's just fascinating. I follow other people that like live nomadic lifestyles, or they travel and they work from abroad. And it just fascinates me, you know, living that way for a certain period of time. We did the book tour this summer and I was away for 6 weeks, and it was, you know, a different hotel every third day. And I just had I had a lot of luggage. I didn't have a carry-on. Let's be clear. I am not a minimalist packer even. But traveling to each different city, I was like, I could do this. I could do this for a period of time and just live in hotels and live out of a couple of suitcases. It was so fun to meet people and see different cities and different foods. And yeah, so fun.
Love traveling. We did a lot of it pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. My child loves traveling. So that was one of the reasons why we want to go, is because once you're over there, traveling is fairly easy and inexpensive. It's getting there that's the hard part.
Right.
We would have a home base in Izmir in Turkey, and our son would go to school there. We found an international school for him. But then we could take some time and do some traveling. And we've been to Greece before, but we'd love to go back over there and just go check out some different things over there.
Awesome. What do you have more of now that you feel like you're getting organized?
I just have more peace of mind. I definitely have more time. I didn't really believe you that you said that we would have more time, but it's true. It's very true. I have so much time, and I have a full-time job, and I'm going to school. I'm currently working on a degree right now, and I'm alone and I'm raising a child, and I have time.
Yeah.
I have time, which is amazing. And yeah, I'm just so much happier.
What I realized that recently, and this podcast will come out soon, maybe it's the one that's on the Friday accompanying this Wednesday podcast, is it's not just that we have more time. I used to think there wasn't enough time to get everything done. So then I just wanted more time. Like, to buy time was a big thing I heard and you know, I do have somebody that cleans my house right now. So in that essence, I do buy time. But I realize now that I wasn't really trying to get more time, because like you, I have so much time now. Like, I feel like I'm doing so many things and I still have more time left over. I thought that I wanted my time so I could get my to-do list done so that I could do something else. But what I realized I got was I got more time and more increased capacity. So I actually do way more now and still have more time.
Yeah.
Because like you're saying that you're going to college yourself.
Yeah, I'm finishing my instructor certification. So I'm on my last course for that.
And so it's not just time. It's also like the capacity to do more, even more. It's I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird how that works.
I know.
Like,
so weird to talk about. People are like, we don't believe you. But it's true.
I'm like, oh, what should I do? I think I'm going to have a bath and I'm going to read my book, and now I might check out this new series, or 2 weekends ago was when I decided that, I'm going to make that school memory binder. Just on a Friday night, I had nothing to do, and that's what I did.
How fun.
And it's done.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What do you think you have less of now?
Stress, anxiety. Yeah, before I had found this, I had a lot of anxiety. I had had my little brother had died a couple of years ago. And after he died, I developed an anxiety disorder and was having panic attacks, and I was very depressed. And I was just having a lot of trouble coping with that. And, you know, cleaning and organizing and doing projects was one of the things that really helped me deal with anxiety. It was because I could just focus on something and not have to think. I could kind of get out of my head while doing something productive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. But in, you know, I worked out a lot of it before I got this program, but it was once I had gotten into this, it was like all the kind of residual anxiety has gone.
That's incredible.
It's gone, which is amazing because it's really hard when you're in those, you know, dark spaces that you feel like there's no way out of this.
Right.
And I really appreciated listening to your depression story podcast. I found that was really helpful. And I was so happy that you shared that with the Organized 365 community, because it's a really hard thing to have to go through, and it's very lonely. Yeah, just to know that other people have been there and they understand and that there's a way out of it is just really encouraging.
Yeah, I think that act of decluttering and cleaning really does help us physically process through and release a lot of that as we change the outer of our homes. Like the inner work is done through that sweat and sometimes tears.
Yeah, it's kind of like you can allow that stuff to process in the background in the subconscious without focusing on it. And at the end of it all, it was like, wow, now I have, you know, clean, organized home, and I'm better and I'm happy and I have more energy. And yeah, it's just been an amazing transformation for me.
Jessica, what do you wish you had known sooner?
Oh, all of it, of course. But you know, I really believe that we find things when we're meant to. Yeah. And I was ready. I was kind of enough out of the funk that I could wrap my head around it. Yeah. I think I just found it when I needed to. And it's been such a blessing.
That's awesome. And if somebody's listening, they're like, oh, all right, I just did it. Jessica, I just got all access. What advice would you give to them? It hasn't even gotten to their house yet, but they made the decision and they've already done it, or they just got the Sunday basket. What would you say to them?
Just start. I don't know if it really matters where you start. I found that starting with the Sunday basket was really great, because that was the piece that was most bothering me, that I was having the most trouble with. And it kind of helped me get the schedule and the systems and that sort of stuff in place. But yeah, just start. And it's so amazing how much difference it makes. I just started on my fourth round of the 100 days. And I did the first 3 weeks. So I did the entire kitchen this past weekend.
Nice.
In 2 days, I was able to get through the entire thing, because there just wasn't that much to do. It was like, oh, I need to wipe out a couple drawers. Oh, there's a random thing I don't need. I'm just going to shift this. But it wasn't very hard, because I've gotten rid of all the clutter. It's gone. There's barely anything left, and it's just a matter of kind of cleaning it and tweaking the system. I'm definitely in the productivity phase of it right now, which is amazing. I gave you the year. You asked us, give me a year and I'll get your whole house organized, and it happened.
Yay. Great job. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.